for all these events that we have surplus fresh food at the end. Can you do anything with it? And I said, well, I can't, but I know a man who can. Phone call later, I put them in touch with a group that's got chilled refrigeration at Silvertown. They said, yeah, we're happy to take all this on board. We've got University of the Arts London. For the last two summers, they've approached us because they let their halls of residence out in the summer to foreign visitors. They're only staying in there for about 5 weeks. So at the end of that time, they've got brand new duvets and pillows to get rid of. They're coming to us now to say, have you got any homeless groups that we can supply them to? So for the last 2 years, we've been liaising on that and getting these fixed up to other homeless groups. It's almost like a one-stop shop. And I'm sure next week, you know, there'll be something else. But everything's come from the match day volunteers we've got on a match day, but also the people that chuck money in a bucket. And we've got, there's a young lad called Callum that comes with his dad from Bury St Edmunds. He puts aside a pound from his pocket money every week and drops it in. We've got people that will put in £20 notes and everything in between. We've got one group of fans that have made a flag for us that's on display in the stadium. There's so much goodwill that we can tap into, and they can see where it's going. And it's all the West Ham fan family. You know, they deserve the credit for supporting us and allowing us to do what we do.
I'm very interested in what you're doing, because, you know, even like Jay, which is down the road from where I live, that's an amazing, amazing place. We go in and out there all the time. And it's a very, very, how can I put it, close-knit community down there.
Yeah.
So I go an ambulance down the road and all right, very close-knit. So, you know, it's not as bad as they portrayed it on the telly.
Yeah.
But it's, it is still a very, very poor place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to play another record, and then we'll come back to you both, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about the book, and obviously a little bit more of what you're doing, and I think it's fantastic. The pair of you, and all your people, star people, all of you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast.
I told you this last week, I'm having problems with a lead. Plugs into my iPhone. Do you know they start working, don't they? They start, they work lovely, they work lovely, lovely, lovely. Every time we plug it in, it charges, lovely. And then all of a sudden, plug it in, nothing. Take the lead out, have a look at the lead, everything's fine. You plug it in, starts working. Oh, lovely. Got there in the end, lovely. And then the next time plug it in, don't work. Then it works, then it don't work. Then you have to turn it around. As if that's going to make a difference. I'll turn it around. That'll make a difference. And plug it in again. And it starts working.
Mikey's Breakfast. 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Sunday evenings are always better on Phoenix FM. Taking you to the bridge.
Right. We've got a shout out. Oh, very quickly. Good evening to a very, very good learning colleague, of course, who speak to a lot. Kirsty Moore. Hello, Kirsty. I know you're listening in. And thank you for everything you do for us as well. And also Linda Calvey as well. So, unfortunately, Linda, you couldn't get here tonight. So we'll meet up with you again very soon. And, of course, Victoria will meet up with you next
Saturday.
Week. Yeah. And I'm sure that Linda will want a copy of your book.
Yep.
Got it with you?
I've got it with me. Yeah.
There we are. See. Now, then, you want to shout out then?
I do. I want to say a big thank you to Tony Turner, who has been amazing. Everybody knows him, knows he's a gentle giant, but he's really supported me and obviously put me on the show today with you, Nigel. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's an interesting guy. And when you stand next to him sometimes, I feel very like I feel like a minion.
How do you think I feel then?
Well, absolutely.
Like 5'1" next to him. But yeah, no, he's a great guy, and he's really been like a backbone for me. He's kind of helped me, even with my second book that I'm writing at the moment. Yeah, he's been like a great support for me, and yeah.
Let's talk about your second book that's up and coming, possibly January time, but we'll see on that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's called Duppy. Again, it's about gang violence in London, and this particular one is about a 15-year-old boy that gets shot dead in a children's playground. But it's quite a complex book. It's going to be quite interesting, so I'm not going to give too much away. But the killer will not be the person that you expect it to be. And it is a book that's going to be about forgiveness, and that violence doesn't always have to end in more violence. So it's going to be a really deep story, a really interesting book. And I've had a lot of fun writing this one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you done any investigations into how you, for instance, someone gets shot in a, like you say, a playground, yeah?
Yeah.
So you have crime scene investigations, you have all this. Is that investigating yourself? Have you put anything into it? I don't know what. So obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I research my books, and I speak to a lot of different people to get their information, stuff like that. But I just find that once I start writing, it's like I just can't stop. And once I get into that character and that mindset, it just kind of flows. It's just one of those things. It's quite good.
So that's coming up.
We'll
have you back. We've got Linda's got a new book, two new books coming out. And what's the name? Chambers is coming in to have an interview with me as well. She's a friend of Linda's, but she's massive.
Well, she's great because Kimberly Chambers was probably one of the first writers that I, when I picked up her book, and I thought, well, actually, you know, she writes like me. So she kind of inspired me in a way. And she also donated books to my NHS Wellbeing Library, so I have to thank her for that.
Yeah, so, and the other one I've got coming in at some point is about Kerry Barnes.
Oh, Kerry, another great writer.
Yeah, and she knows a lot of stuff. So, and a lot of her stuff is fictional, but it's off of knowledge as well.
Yeah.
So all these people, Nigel, can you help me out? Can you help? Yes, all right.
Because
I don't mind, because these people are all good authors like yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm new to writing, really, aren't I? So it's a new thing. So it's been a hobby that's kind of grown, and it's
and then you want to be taking it on where you're not funding this yourself. You want to be getting a proper publishing deal.
Yeah, definitely. Because obviously, when you're editing your own work, it's hard. It's really difficult, especially if you come from a working class background like me. You haven't got that kind of university degree. You haven't got money to afford an editor. So you do it all on your own. It's quite challenging, but If you're determined, which I am, I get it done.
Yeah, superb. Well done, you. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
So, anyway, back to John. Sorry, I'm keeping you awake, mate. Yeah, I'm worried about you, ready? You know that.
I'm primed.
Yes, so, a little bit more then, you want to give us a little bit more information? I'm astounded as to how you're doing this, it's incredible.
Well, we get a lot of support from, let's call it West Ham Partners. About a year ago, Darren Rodwell, CEO of Dagenham and Barking Council, we had a meeting with him. He said, how can I help? I said, well, I could do with some storage space down here, because I was using storage at my business in Cheshire, but the clothes need to be down here. So a few weeks later, we were given a container at Chadwell Heath to store all our clothes and some of our food. That went really well. Almost straight away, we got the 9 pallets of clothes, so that filled it completely. But then we had to give that back. The landlord needed the space, so I approached Newham Council, who by this time we'd been supplying 3 departments in Newham Council with new clothes. And they were so grateful to us, so they said, this was about Easter time, they said, look, because of what you do for us for the clothes, you can use our food distribution depot in Beckton, and furthermore we will distribute your food around Newham. So what we're doing is that we're bringing a £2,000 pallet into their depot, and I'm just sending them an instruction to say, right, guys, break it down into 4, send 500 quid to this food bank, that food bank, there and there. And it's worked like that ever since. It's brilliant. And I think we're doing probably about 2 pallets every 3 weeks now. We've since sort of moved the operation to Silvertown by the airport, and that's allowed us to develop links with the airport as well, with Excel, and also with the Tate & Lyle, where you've got a lot of West Ham fans working there. So, again, that's a development with the businesses. But even going back to the club, I mentioned Russ before, we've got the voice of West Ham, who will tell you at the end of each half. The fourth official has indicated there will be a minimum. Well, Martin Godleman's a writer of West Ham books. He actually sells books now with all the profits. In fact, the whole cost coming to us. And we've walked around the supporters club in the past together. Martin will sign them for fans who are in there, and all of that comes to us. So, you know, Martin's helped us a lot. Here as well, Joe Bailey, you know, one of your own.
Yes, indeed. Joe, we love you, Joe.
Lions, they've supported us.
It's Joe with the drive show.
Yeah.
She's good.
We're grateful. She's come along to us. She knows where we are. They've given us a signed shirt to raffle in the past. They also, when they were on Soccer AM, the football challenge, all of the money they raised came to us for that particular week. So we were grateful to them. Obviously, the forums are important to us. There's Need Up by the Brown, Graham, who runs that, very, very big forum and supporter of what we do. Hammers United, Paul from there, appreciates what we do, gives us a plug. And on it goes. We're so, so grateful, and it's the fan groups now that see what we're doing and are happy to support us. And again, it comes down to the West Ham fan family supporting us in what we do to support and improve those who are struggling locally and further afield across Essex and even overseas.
That's just... you've got vans, you've got storage spaces and everything. How many people have been volunteers, I guess? How many have you got roughly working for?
On a match day, we've probably got about half a dozen. We've got collections going on outside Hackney Wick. We've got a bucket at the Hammers Chatmore Boats. Then we collect outside the Aquatics Centre, the Swimming Centre, on Stratford Walk. That's where we're normally based. And it's crazy because, as I mentioned before, Liverpool and Everton, they collect about a ton of food before each game, which they distribute to local food banks. We, for a 62,000 crowd, might not get one tin, but we'll get several hundreds of pounds in cash.
Yeah.
And we can turn 500 into 2,000.
Because you're buying pallets of stuff and things like that.
And each pallet, it weighs half a ton. And, you know, it's exactly what people need. And also, we're able to buy what they call care pallets. So a certain section of the pallet will not be food, but it'll be toiletries, and they go out to the homeless, the shampoos, the soaps, and all of that. So they get distributed to those. We've got one arriving tomorrow, in fact, a care pallet. We'll break that down this week and deliver that locally, get that picked up. It'll go to your place in Canning Town, and also to the place in Bethnal Green for the homeless there.
So we've got a very busy week coming up.
You have?
We have indeed.
I'm just going to play Joe, and then I'm going to play you a song which is all about you guys, Rat Pack as well. But this is Joe. Just, let me just notice that. This is our very, very own Joe.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
The best soul, funk and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
Nigel is a legend.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
Righty-ho. Frank Sinatra there, Strangers in the Night, and that is dedicated to all the people that donate to these food banks, and obviously then they go out and they give them to homeless people and everything else. Amazing, amazing people, and I'm just loving it. So there we are. Now then, I was going to play Jerry Lee Lewis, just one of the guys. Well, he is, isn't he? But I'm not going to do that. Change my mind. Right, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, and we're working our way back to you, because that is what it's all about.
Phoenix FM.
Oh,
Ah, there we are. Working my way back to you, babe. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, of course. What a absolute gem of an organisation that was back in the day. Right, we're going to say cheerio very soon because John's got to get back up to Cheshire. You've got to get back into East London
exactly,
before it gets too dark.
Exactly.
Yeah? Right,
and
so
it's firework night tonight as well.
Oh, yeah.
Go out with the bang.
So, yes, right. So, John, thank you very, very much. We'll have you back. And I'm pretty sure...
Appreciate it, thanks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Joe will as well. And I will bash you around a bit. obviously, yourself... with
yeah.
Duppy.
Yeah, I will be back.
And no doubt we will be speaking to you again, not just now, but obviously January time, as soon as the book's coming out.
Yeah.
But stay in touch,
I'll
okay?
Do. Thank you so much for inviting me on and giving me the opportunity.
Well, it's okay, because Mr. Turner was bullying me, so.
Oh, was he? I know.
And I don't want to be. You know.
Exactly. He's quite scary. No, I'm joking. He's a gentleman.
He's a lovely, lovely, lovely man.
He is.
Before we finish, you mentioned Supertramp just now.
Yeah, yeah. My mum's partner was in Supertramp. The original lineup was the drummer.
There we are.
Back in the '70s.
Breakfast in Tiffany's? No,
in America.
Yeah,
in America.
Breakfast in America. Well, that's coming up for you in just a second. You see,
oh.
I'm tricking you. So, John, amazing. Safe journey home, sir.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And we must get together again soon, and yourself as well.
Yep.
Victoria, don't forget, the book is actually called, it's on the top of it, is Victoria Antoinette. Is that French? It is French, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my middle name.
Middle name, yeah. It's called Motherhood. Now, get out there and get it, because I'll tell you what, this book is amazing. It's very small print, but I'll tell you what, oh, I loved it, and it's really, really good. And if Nigel loves it, you've all got to love it. Okay.
Thank you, Nigel.
Yeah, that's my little thing on that. I will take the Tony Gower book home. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That will be appreciated. And the badges. And, of course, if you want to get in touch with the Lions Supporting Food Bank, you can contact them at lionsfoodbank@gmail.com or follow us at www.ironsfoodbank.co.uk. Or on Twitter, which is X, formerly Twitter, at iFoodBanks, and Instagram, iFoodBanks, and on Facebook, Irons Supporting Food Banks. There we are, at www.ironsfoodbanks.co.uk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
appreciate
right,
it,
and hopefully you'll get some more info. The book will go well, and of course, John will get more and more support as well. And we'll have you back in, maybe joined in the new year as well, just to see how
appreciate
things
it,
went
yeah.
for you for Christmas
you.
And stuff like that. And obviously yourself.
Yep,
but don't run away.
I won't.
We're still here, and Nigel's here. So that's all we want now. And here, to say goodnight to you both.
What? you know what?
Yeah, okay, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? How people can just get together and do things, you know? That's Fibble Fibbon and Galaxy. Many, many thanks. Victoria Antoinette and her book Motherhood. Get out there and buy it, alright? Because it is amazing. It, she actually funded this herself. So there's a lady there, and she's lived and worked in the East End of London all along. She has spent over 15 years working in children and young people's services. She has a passion for reducing youth violence and advocating for those whose stories are yet to be told. That book, amazing, Motherhood, it's all about people struggling but not struggling. It's a love story as well. Absolutely amazing. And of course, John as well. The Irons Supporting Food Bank. Contact them on www.ironsfoodbank.co.uk. X, formerly Twitter, at iFoodBanks. Instagram on iFoodBanks. And on Facebook, Irons Supporting Food Banks as well. So that's Facebook, then Irons Supporting Facebook. And the last one, www.ironsfoodbanks.co.uk. And both of those will be back in the studio with us very soon, because Joey's a big fan of West Ham. Of course, she does a lot of stuff with West Ham as well, and the West Ham women. And also, and Victoria will be back as well with her new book, Duppy, as well. And John will be back, no doubt, with Joe as well. Yep. Right, here we are. Here's a song. So I reckon Strangers in the Night should be the earworm for this week, don't you think? Don't you think? What? Hey, yeah. Paul Simon now. This is You Can Call Him Out. He walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight, far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out. Yes, indeed. Right, that's had that Mandy Riding has been just contacting me, actually. and a message from Lisa Martin down in Poole in Dorset. Wish Mandy Riding all the best for Glamour Awards on Wednesday. Oh, I just got one back at ya from Mandy Riding. Back at ya, darling. Yeah. It says here from Lisa as well. Good luck on Wednesday. And great tunes as always. Well, I do my best, yeah. Thanks once again to Tony Turner as well for getting Victoria in touch with me as well. Absolute amazing lady. Just took her out of her comfort zone coming into Essex, really. But she done very, very well. Fantastic. So, Tony, many thanks for your help. As always, keep them coming. A message back from Mandy Ryden as well. Back at you, darling. And then, thank you to everybody as well. There we are. See, we are here, especially for you, 7 days a week. Coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, the wonderful Zampi Beerman. She's in Studio 2 now. She's twiddling her fingers and doing her wrist yoga and everything else that she does. And she'll be back with great 80s tonight, the best 80s music you could possibly want. So that was, of course, Jump Back in Time, Paul Simon, and You Can Call Me Al. This one, Phil Collins. Imagine having the name Phil. You go up to your girlfriend. Hello, would you like the Phil Collins? How rude is that? That's wrong. Oh, also, I want to talk to you about the chocolate eclairs after this.
Oh, Nigel.
Now she don't even know my name, but then she likes me just the same.
Nigel.
There we are then.
Oh! I'm going to tell you about a charity do coming up in a minute. Yes, I am. Yes. That's because I'm allowed to. In my show. Yeah, just say the word. I've got a bit of a Wham coming up as well. Oh, right, I was going to tell you about chocolate eclairs, yeah. Right, chocolate eclairs, you buy them in the bag, didn't you? And, so, it's a dentist's treat, really. Because when you get them out of the bag, you undo the wrapper. Starts hard, then goes soft, it's all game over. It is! Woo! Oh, it's a dentist's treat, isn't it, really? Yeah. Oh, nice, you're on the radio Sunday night, 10 minutes. Shall we go over to Zenthy? And that's Phil Collins, yeah. Would you like to, he says. Anyway, there we are. here's Zenthy.
Join me, Zenthy Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM. And here I
go again on my own. Oh, I've got everyone worrying for me tonight. I've got me driver, I got me tea man, Yorkshire tea. Right, all right, Alex. Your face then when I said driver. Sorry. annual charity event at 2023, of course, Linda Calvey. Now, it's coming up on November the 11th, that's next week, next Saturday, 3 till 7pm, and it's a charity day. It's for the Newham Boxing Club. Join us for a charity day at the for the boys for the boxing club and the boys and girls to come along. It's at the New Boar Pub, Abridge. 1 Marketplace, Abridge, it's in Romford, RM41UA. Kimberly Chambers will be there as well, lovely lady, as a special guest. And also the very, very man himself, Gary Driscoll, will be there as well with his live music. It's a raffle, it's an auction, so many things on there. Stuff from Dynamo and so many other people for the raffle. And it will be a fantastic time. Anything that Linda Calvey's got to do with it, it will be an absolutely brilliant time. In the meantime, don't forget to get yourself along there. And in the meantime, this is me. Because I'm your man, yeah. Call me bad,
call me everything. Phoenix FM.
Nigel, what's occurring?
Yeah, that poor girl. Oh, yeah, hang on, hold tight, here we go.
Oh,
you've gone soft. The same chocolate eclairs, I'm telling you. You get a bag full of them. No good to no one. Right, Zenfi's up at the top of the hour. 10 o'clock playlist. Waking you up after Destination Dawn, Mikey with the breakfast show. So it's 70s at 7, 80s at 8, 90s at 9. Top man, he's a great guy, yes he is. The trouble is I get carried away sometimes, yeah. But don't worry, because I'm a man.
That work, where there we are. I ain't asking for no sacrifice. Baby, our friends do not need to know. I can't feel my head's place to go. Listen, I don't need you to care. I don't need you to understand. All I want is for you to be there. When I'm turned on, if you want me, I'm your
Isn't that amazing? Then wham, way back in time. And I'm your man. Are ya? Yeah. So yeah, just go out there tonight, enjoy whatever you're doing. Take it easy, behave yourselves. Next week on my show, you got an earworm and also some Rat Pack as well. This week's earworm, of course, was Strangers in the Night, Amazing Glances, Nigel with So Right. Ah, they're banging their heads on the table in here. hold tight, it's eclair time.
Oh, Nigel.
No more. Right, off, off on holiday tomorrow. So whatever you do, same time, same place, next week. And as I said, Zamfi is next, then it's Playlist, and waking up in the morning after Destination Dawn is Mikey. Good night, take care, love you all, long time. And whatever you do, be careful out there. It's a jungle. Good night, and thank you once again to John and Victoria.
So many destination faces go. To so many places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so. So many places where the weather is much better.
Oh,
and the food is so much cheaper.
Oh, Nigel.
Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
Nigel, radio's answer to Jeff and Lynn.
I'd be much stronger. For the wheels are turning faster as I hear the winds are blowing. I know that she is leaving on a jet plane way down the road.